She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
And we have our Combat Hunger broadcast going on for the Food Bank of Iowa tomorrow. So going to talk a little weekend football a day early. Mal, good morning. How you doing?
I'm cold. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. A little chilly today. You're right.
Yeah, it sucks.
I couldn't agree more.
Right. There's no beating around the bush here with Mal.
That sucks.
That's right. I hate winter.
That's fine.
I hate winter so much.
Yeah, I do, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't like it at all. I agree.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate the time to hibernate, so it's my feeling.
Well, I enjoy that for about a minute, and then I'm about ready to, you know, break the door down, and I don't know. Okay. I just can't. I get, like, stir crazy and after I've fattened up.
You need that to stay warm.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Mal. Let's talk some weekend football, and we'll start, by the way, at Mal Sports Gal on Twitter. You can follow her there. You can also, of course, follow her Facebook page, Mal the Sports Gal. Let's start with the Hawkeyes this week and their final home game of the season. They take on Purdue Saturday afternoon.
And let it be noted that on my Twitter account, I do cuss a lot. So that's my outlet to the world. And Facebook, I'm a little nicer.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, it's allowed on Twitter, I think.
That's right. Twitter's kind of awesome. Just ask Donald.
Yep, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, the ugly performance just after the Ohio State beatdown.
I know.
You know, it's just like, you know, a guy goes into a bar and picks up a girl who looks fantastic at 2 a.m, you know, to refer to your what's happened early, you know, pound town. Next week they go out and he sees what she really looks like. And that's kind of what happened with the Hawkeyes this week. And to say that I was not incensed with this game would be an understatement.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just never know what to think from week to week anymore. I have no idea what's going to happen.
They're teases.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And it's like I walked around telling everybody, oh, Nate Stanley, the next Chuck Long, he's going to beat all his records, or he's going to throw the ball and it's going to go behind him. And he just turned it. He made me look like a fool again. But that's okay. You know, Wisconsin is a good team, not to take anything from them at all.
Right.
You know.
No.
But it was embarrassing. Josh Jackson was the only highlight.
Yeah.
And he's had 5 picks in 2 games, and he's on fire, you know. The thing about Purdue this year is Purdue, this was an interesting stat. They have gotten a lot better this year. They're very well coached. And their defense is not too bad. They allow 19 points per game, and Iowa allows 20 points per game. I was like, well, that's kind of different.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
Mm-hmm. But Purdue is working hard to be bowl eligible for the first time since there was, you know, running water.
Right.
And I was favored by 8.5. Purdue, they can't convert third down, so that's going to be key for the Iowa defense to capitalize on that, which I think the Iowa defense shows up. No matter what happens, they're there to some degree anyway.
Most games, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Josie Jewell has 104 tackles this year so far, and Anthony Nelson 6 sacks. Obviously, Josh Jackson, he's got 7 interceptions. So they don't scare me that much as far as putting up a lot of points. They don't have, you know, much of a run game, but they are a very improved Purdue team. So don't, you know how Iowa plays against these kind of teams?
Yep, I know. Mm-hmm. Too close.
That's right. So I would really like to see the confidence go back. It's senior day. I would like to see a show put on, but I don't expect a show to be put on. But I would like to see Stanley manage the game. I would like to see him get some, you know, opportunities to do what he wants to do. I do think he's better once the game gets going and it's not a choppy play calling situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's better that way. I would like to see a lot of running. I think Wadley could really bust a couple this game, but it's, you know, it's going to, and I just thought, you know, it could be rainy, snowy there, possibly in Iowa City, which I think is in Iowa's favor. And the Boilermakers, mascot scares me, just for the record.
It is. Pete the Boilermaker. He scared me.
He's a creepy-looking mascot.
He's frightened me since the mid-'80s.
Him and the Oklahoma State mascot, those real faces on mascot bodies or whatever they are, they just scare the hell out of me. I almost want to do an upset for Purdue. What the hell? I mean, the Hawkeyes just do nothing but break my heart and tick me off.
But I
love them very, very much. And I still believe in Nate Stanley. And I think he'll have a good game. It's going to be a very efficient game. And I do think that Iowa is going to take this game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. But I think the Hawks will put up 20. And I think they'll win 20-13 over Purdue.
Okay. All right. By the way, we've reached a new low. Colleen is actually paying bills right now during this segment.
Listen, I'm also
She is
listening.
Writing out her check
I am
right
multitasking.
Now.
I am completely insulted.
I just heard
Iowa 20-13
playing Purdue. Ooh. I am with you, Boilermakers. You don't like the mascot. I get it.
Who are we on the phone with?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.